Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
All of our local teams, Mike and I are actually at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw today. And if you're coming to the game, stop in. Have an ice cold brew because Kennesaw State is taking on UTEP tonight, 8 o'clock. And head coach Jerry Mack is joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coach, we talked to you at the beginning of the season. There were high expectations. You talked a little bit about, you know, what you thought your team could be, and you guys are off to a really good start. 3-0 in Conference USA play, which is undefeated. First place in the conference. Congratulations on that, Coach. How you feeling? How you doing?
I'm feeling good right now. We've been playing really good football here for the last few weeks, and the team has really bought in to consistently trying to get better week in and week out. And I think that's where our growth has really showed. We predominantly healthy for the most part this time of the season. So, you know, we're looking forward to try to put on a good performance here in a few hours.
I know it was a tough start, man. You almost pulled out that win against Wake Forest. And then I want to ask you about Indiana a little bit later, just, you know, big picture for them in the national championship. But does that help build? I mean, what do you take from those games when you go above, you're punching your weight for your team?
Oh, yeah. I think we learned a lot about our team and what I call the exhibition season. We got a chance to see what guys were going to rise to the occasion in those big stages, and got a chance to learn exactly, you know, who was going to become guys for us down the stretch. And that, those games taught us a lot about the team. You know, that Wake Forest game, to get so close to playing a team like that with really a lot more resources and a lot more at their hand than we have, and for our guys to go out there and compete and continue to strain. And then the Indiana game, you know, for about two quarters or so, you know, we were right there moving the ball, stopping them on third downs and fourth downs. So, you know, just some of that toughness that we try to instill in these guys, you got a chance to see it in those first two games.
Coach, speaking of Indiana, you had a chance to see now one of the top five teams in the country earlier in the year, and everybody questions, you know, how good they were. But it's those games that really prepared you for conference, because now you guys have, you know, you ran off five straight. What's been the main reason? I know you just talked about buy-in, but is it offensively, defensively you're playing much better, your quarterback play? What is it that you think has been the key to this five-game win streak?
I think it's everything as far as a program. You know, I think you got 60 new players in this program. All the coaches are brand new. I think it's only one support staff person that was in this building last year. And I think when you bring in that many people within the organization, it takes a little bit of time to gel. And you continue to grow and learn one another, the good, the bad, the ugly, those types of things. And that's what we've been able to continue to learn and grow. Now, it does take the person to realize, hey, look, I want to change. I want to do something special. And that's what these group of players have done this year. They have all made a decision. We want to be something special. We want to do something that's never been done in the history of Kennesaw State football, and let's try to have an opportunity to go compete in December, whether that be championships or whether that be bowl games. So I think what you see is a product of everybody just going to work every day, trying to become the best version of themselves.
We're going to talk more Falcons, guys. Dave Archer is going to join us here live at Twin Peaks. But up the street, Carl, action at the fraction, baby.
Yes,
it is. As Kennesaw State's taking on UTEP, Coach, undefeated in Conference USA. Talk about your quarterbacks. You got two quarterbacks that can play. What's the quarterback? Who is your guy? Who's playing tonight?
Well, you know, we never know.
Coach, that sounds like you don't want to let that secret out. That's what it sounds like.
But I tell you what, we feel like both of these guys, we can win football games with. And we have won football games with both of these two quarterbacks. Obviously, Amari Odom provides a great dual threat ability for us because he can run it and throw it with his frame and his athletic ability. And Dexter Williams, you know, when he's had his opportunities to go in there and play well, he's shown that he's an elite passer for our level of football, and he can do some things with his legs as well. So, you know, we have, as a football team and as a staff, we have a lot of confidence in that room right now, and that's what you need as you go down the season, go down the stretch. I mean, we knew going into this year it was going to be an opportunity for both of those guys to play. We're just so excited and happy that both of them are playing at a high level.
Jerry Mack joining us here on the show. Kennesaw State getting ready for a battle tonight against UTEP. Coach, I'm wondering, you know, we've been talking a lot about the Falcons not scoring points. You guys are. You're averaging about 25 a game. But I want to ask you about how difficult it is in this day and age with all the turnover and just defensively, how tough it is to get guys all on the same page. How long does that take, and how do you feel about your back half of your defense right now in the season?
Oh, it's a lot of hard work. You know, we use one of the slogans is hit 'em, H-E-T-M, which means hit everything that moves. And we have tried to take that and run with it this year. We try to get 11 hats to the ball. I think everybody has bought into that standard as far as flying around to the ball. I think we're number one in Conference USA and Conference USA defense as far as points allowed right now.
Correct.
So we're not
correct.
Giving up a lot of points. And, you know, just those things. It's a really good job by our defensive staff making sure the communication is always on point. Because right now on the defense side of the ball versus all these offenses that like to shift and motion and all these different looks and gadget plays that people give you, you have to have guys that want to speak up and communicate. As a team, we talk about good football teams. If you come to practice, you'll see them constantly talking, constantly communicating. Bad football teams don't talk. And right now, so far, we've been a team that has tried to, you know, instill making sure that these guys communicate and talk to one another when the ball before the snap and post-snap.
Tonight, guys, on ESPNU, by the way, Tuesday Night Football, UTEP Miners coming to town, taking on right up the street. Again, Kennesaw State's Owls. For those who don't know the story, Jerry Mack, time with the NFL coaching staff and Tennessee, and obviously a lot of success up there at Tennessee as well. So you've seen big-time football. Should we believe in Indiana? Because they made believers out of Carl and I when they beat Oregon, and they're just whooping everybody. As you said, you hung with them for a while, but that's kind of a unique story, taking all those young kids from James Madison and having two great, amazing years. Talk about those Hoosiers.
Yeah, I thought that was a really good football team before the game and then even after the game. You know, being at the University of Tennessee, you know, getting a chance to play the University of Georgia's and Alabama's and people like that that were going on to compete for national championships. You know, I told our staff after the game, I said, that is what a legit SEC, high-level SEC team looks like. I said, they're big, they're physical, they have plenty of skill across the board. And I said, it'd be interesting to see, like, how far those guys really go. And then what you've seen is what I knew months ago, and is that's an elite team right there, and they're going to make a legit run at the championship this year.
Coach, what do you have to do to beat these Miners tonight? I know, you know, you look at their record. Most coaches don't. You don't care about that stuff. You know the team's going to show up and give you a game. But you guys are favored in this game. You're at home. And, again, you could distance yourself when it comes to conference play. What do you guys have to do? What are the keys to victory?
Yeah, I think offensively, the biggest thing is protect the football. We have been really good so far, knock on wood, of protecting the football, not giving it to the other team cheaply. And that's the one thing we want to continue to do. I think when we do that offensively, I think we give ourselves a chance to try to win games in the fourth quarter. On defense, we have to not allow the big play. We have to limit the explosive plays, and we have to do a great job of trying to create turnovers. And that's one thing that anytime you look at defense and you're dominant on defense, you're stopping the run, and then you're doing a good job of trying to create those turnovers. And those are really the two main things, offense, defense. And then teams, it would be nice to get a big play on special teams, some kind of momentum change on special teams as well. And I think that's where you can create your edge on this game.
Coach, is your walkout music "Return of the Mac"? Is that your walkout music?
You know, if you ask anybody, they probably say yes because I hear it all the time.
Good luck tonight. We are wishing you nothing but the best. Proud of the job you guys are doing, and we support all of our local schools, obviously. And we want to see you guys getting in that conference championship and playing deeper in the playoffs, hopefully this year. Good luck tonight, Coach.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
That's fun, man. Ask yourself, who's the Mac? Jerry Mack. It's a great story, too.
It is.
Not to mention, you know, having to take over after the other coach, you know, leaves under those circumstances, and how you've got to win people over, keep them on the roster, and bring more kids in.
Yeah, look, Mike and I discuss this all the time. You know, the landscape of college football, even with the Georgias, Auburns, Alabamas, pick your school, that's at a different level when you start talking about NIL and the portal. We know Kennesaw State does not have those resources when you start talking about whether it's collectives, Mike, or the fact of what they potentially can do to pay certain players. Guys are still getting paid. But I said this, you really find out a lot more now about your coach. Because if you got a good coach and the talent that you're pulling in, if it's all equal, Mike, across the board, then you see the difference in the coaching, right?
Right.
And
right,
that's
right.
That's why Brian Kelly doesn't have a job right now. It's why Billy Napier doesn't have a job. I don't want to hear any of this stuff about, oh, they don't get players anymore. Everybody's offering the same amount of money across the board. It's where a guy wants to go. Once he gets there, what happens?
Right.
Development, the things on the field. And I think Coach Jerry Mack has done a terrific job with the talent he's got here at Kennesaw.
Hey, man, we are right down the street because, again, game's at 8 o'clock, one of those Tuesday night specials at Kennesaw State. So we're at Twin Peaks. Join the party right off of Barrett Parkway. And we'll be here till 6. Archer's going to hang out for a couple of segments, so we'll pick his brain on the Falcons and see if he's interested if an opening presented itself anywhere in the NFL to be an offensive coordinator, as one of our listeners suggested, which immediately got traction on our text line, which I know was very, very important to Arch with the text line.
He was pretty adamant, too. I know the perfect guy to take over. I was like, wow.
So we'll talk to Arch about that. But, yeah, man, a lot of folks hitting us up, you know, about this team. And a guy hit me up earlier. He goes, really, Mike, about Arthur Blank? I said, yeah, really. Arthur, he's hoping that we win two games in a row. And so he doesn't have to fire everybody. Because I do think if we lose these next two games, people, there may be a big change.
There will be. There will be. I look, if there isn't, I'm out. That's where I'm at.
No, I'm done.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah, that's
where I'm right. at. You cannot continue to throw this out there and people just be satisfied with it. So, you know, I thought last week was a must win. There was a complete letdown across the board. You're going on the road. You got to show up on Sunday against the Patriots. They're hot. Drake May, guys. Drake May is second right now when you talk about MVP odds. That's how well he's playing.
Right. And Daniel Jones is probably in the top 15. You know, I mean, there's a lot of good play from teams we didn't expect. That's why when you look at the schedule, you can write in your mind, that's a dub, that's an L, and there's always somebody rising, always somebody going the other way. Oh, by the way, you watched any of the Commanders last night?
First quarter, and then I was out because I wanted to see what was going on with the World Series until I fell asleep.
Kelce surpasses Priest Holmes for the all-time touchdown lead for the organization.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was going back and forth. I tried to stay up with the World Series, man. Every time Freddie came up, like, I think it was the time he popped out the center. I'm like, oh, and I woke up, and it was like, game over. I tried. We'll talk.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
A lot of cool stuff happened last night.
Each Wednesday night, join Damon, Day-Day Lewis, that is, for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. That's Prep Sports Nation. Wednesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Do you know Priest Holmes' first name?
Billy.
Quiz. We'll come back. We're live at Twin Peaks. It's Dukes and Bell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.